You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Tuesday evening, March 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
How countries can tap renewables to clip impact of rising oil prices? How countries can tap renewables to offset the impact of rising oil prices amid the ongoing conflict between the U.S., Israel, and Iran? Experts suggest that governments collaborate with private sector actors like Turbo Energy SA to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and achieve energy independence. Green Energy Stocks provides a platform for companies shaping the future of the green economy to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Oil prices could rise further as Iran conflict targets export hubs. Oil prices are on the rise as the conflict between the United States, Israel, and Iran escalates, causing a 40% increase in prices. With the Iranians blocking the Strait of Hormuz and targeting Middle East export hubs, further disruptions are expected. President Trump has refused talks for a ceasefire, indicating that the situation may worsen. Companies like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. could be impacted by these developments.
Why Honda is abandoning plans to make 3 EVs in the U.S. Honda has decided to abandon plans to produce 3 electric vehicles in the United States, including the Acura SX, Zero Series Saloon, and Zero Series SUV. This comes after the company initially committed to launching 30 new electric vehicle models by 2030. In contrast, other car makers like Ferrari NV are focusing on introducing electrified versions of their vehicles. It's such a great team. And I can't thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.